An airstrike in the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region could signal a new phase of renewed fighting. Local media say the central government is responsible for the attack in an area controlled by rebels from the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, or TPLF.
I think the airstrike hit around noon. Our neighborhood is a residential area, so only civilians live here.
The fighting, which began earlier this week, marks the end of a ceasefire that was agreed to in March. It also derails efforts to negotiate a peace deal between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government and TPLF fighters.
It's important to have some insight about why this war resumed right now. Tigray was under effective siege, receiving no fuel, no electricity, no communication, no banking. Tigray forces are at their weakest point right now.
The fighting has made an already dire humanitarian crisis worse. Millions of people have been displaced, with more than 3,000 reportedly fleeing from the region every day. The UN and other aid agencies have been able to deliver some aid in the past few months. Earlier this week, the head of the World Food Program accused TPLF fighters of stealing food and more than 500,000 liters of fuel. Humanitarian aid meant for civilians never reached its target.
All the parties need to do whatever they can to protect civilians, and also, very importantly, I think, to ensure the unimpeded passage of humanitarian goods.
The latest round of violence is raising concerns that it could put even more people at risk in Tigray and the surrounding Amhara and Afar regions. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.